everybody. Welcome to Rancho Alegre Radio. Thanks for joining us once again. And we're going to go ahead and play the interview we did with Jaime Los Chamacos and Cuauhtémoc Hall last weekend. And also, we just wanted to point out, if you wanted Rancho Alegre to play your special event, your Quintanera wedding, give us a call, 512-784-1148. We will travel. We've been as far as West Texas, the Valley, San Antonio, and other parts. So just give us a call. And hope you enjoy our interviews. We're going to be bringing you a lot more interviews. So hope you enjoy this one. I'm Los Chamacos, and we're going to be dedicating this show to his music. Thanks for listening, and hope you enjoy it.
Okay, fans, here we are again here at Cuauhtémoc Hall. We're here with Jaime de Anda. He's about to go on stage. We're here, Cuauhtémoc Hall, he's about to do a set, actually. And we're going to talk to him a little bit before and then after. And so, Jaime, thank you for being here, man.
Thank you, first of all, Frank, for letting me say hello to all our fans and all you listeners out there worldwide now. It's about the internet. It's about all our fans listening to us wherever you can catch us. Tune in, of course, log on. We appreciate your support, como siempre. What can I say? We've been doing a lot of tours right now. Oh, yeah. We just finished up our 25th anniversary live DVD CD. This was back on July 28th. It was recorded at the FAR Event Center in the Valley.
Orale.
So we're hoping that our fans are going to enjoy it and like it. We did a lot of, we did some different years. We did some, of course, 25 years of Esta Carrera. We're talking a lot of CDs, you know, over 20-something CDs I've recorded. So we did a lot of stuff on this live DVD. It's our first live DVD, and we hope our fans will like it. So let me just say that it's a good feeling to know that we can do something like this special, have special guests also invited with us. Like Mr. Roberto Pulido was there, Bobby Pulido was with us también, and Jose Hilbertos were there.
Orale,
doing
man.
A presentation. I had Jesse Turner and Signo were there with us. Eli de Avante. Everybody did a couple of Chamaco songs, some tribute songs.
Man. That's awesome.
Yeah, they each did two songs from Los Chamacos, and it really felt weird sitting down listening to, you know, them do a little bit of Chamaco style.
But
it was beautiful, though. It was a great night.
And this DVD, is it already released, or is it set to be released?
No, sir. It's fresh right now, so it's not going to come out to the year 2012.
All right, so everybody keep your eyes out for that, man. I'm sure it's going to be a good one.
Definitely. We hope that they'll log. Also, check with us. You can log on to our website, www.jaimeyloschamacos.com. For details and information about when it's coming out. We're currently in the studio right now working on a studio CD coming out, muy pronto, hopefully, so we can have something in the material right now. It's just we're on our own independent label, Jocelyn Records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're doing our own thing. And now that it's, you know, your own thing, you have so many decisions you can make now. We can invite guests to special different artists.
Without the red tape,
but Exactly.
Without the red tape, yeah.
It feels really good to do something for our fans. They're always asking us, when are you going to have, you know, special artists, you know, on with Los Chamacos, you know, a duet with the Chamacos. But now we have so many things going on and plans. We just feel great that we're doing something with our own. So thanks to our record label, Jocelyn Records.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take on some hits from Jaime Los Chamacos. And if you're familiar with them, man, it ain't hard to pick out a hit. Their CDs are just jam-packed with a bunch of old-school conjuntos. Let's go ahead and go to some, and we'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Thank you. momentos dejan su dolor. Yo quisiera que el mundo supiera y que Dios te diera de mi sufrir. Que te siga tu infamia doquiera hasta que tú quieras de pena morir.
With Jaime de Anda of Los Chamacos, and I gotta ask you, man, como se dice, your shows are electric. You really motivate the crowd and stuff like that. I mean, where does this energy come from, brother? The gente or what?
God, of course it is the people, you know, with they don't realize the energy that they give us the by being out there, especially by supporting, you know, the music, coming to our shows. You know, I've started since I was a kid. Since I was 5 years old, I started back in following my dad. You know, my mom started me saying, telling me, you know, go with your dad, you know, and by going with my dad, keeping an eye on my dad, watching him play and listening to the music so much, I became a drummer, you know, practicing with my dad locally at the house, you know, so I started playing in a lot of house parties. My dad started listening to me play and he invited me to play with them, and before you know it, I was a drummer for quite some years, to the age of 13.
Wow.
And you know, like every kid, you get bored, you get tired, I want to play something else, I want to learn accordion now, I want to learn, you know, my dad's like, wait a minute, you know, accordions are expensive, I don't want you to just pick up the accordion one song or two and then, you know, put it down again. So
right.
I am. I started practicing the accordion with my dad's help, my dad's compadre, and letting him teach me a couple of polkas here and there. I just want to say from there, it felt great to know that we could put music together and start our own family trend. It was, well, back then it used to be Los Chamacos de Raúl de Anda. That's why we were all family. Why wondering, where do you get the name Los Chamacos? Because we were all family from my dad. Yeah. They would start saying, these are your kids, you know, they kept saying, because we were called Las Estrellas de Houston in 1977, 78.
A little bit of history.
A little bit of old history there, classic.
Yeah.
And from there, well, we started becoming family. My cousins and my nephew started joining the band and everything, so we started... Yeah, my dad started hearing, these are your kids. So we started changing the names to Los Chamacos de Raúl de Anda. So from there, I kept performing. I loved the accordion, started performing with the accordion and playing to our fans and seeing the reaction of the people, you know, dancing and seeing how it makes the band feel so excited to know that, wow, they do. It's like giving us fuel, you know, that's what it is.
And I've heard that from a lot of artists that say, you know, sometimes you don't feel like going out there, but once you see the people getting up, getting into it, you get electrified, you know. I tell energía to do another show, you know.
Claro.
So it's pretty cool.
True. You know, you're traveling a lot. You're doing a lot. You know, you're on the road a lot of people a lot of times. It's like when you take a vacation. You know, you're taking a vacation. You're traveling. You get tired. You're on the road. But when you get to your destination, you're hoping that it's going to be fun. And that's what happens to us. You know, we have a good time. We have a great time.
So tell me about Joslyn Records. I barely heard about it maybe a couple of months ago about Joslyn Records. Is that anything to do with Rene Joslyn?
Exactly. Well, you know, his son, Roel, is playing the bajo with us.
Oh, okay.
So it's Roel Joslyn. He plays the bajo sexo with us. He's going on 19 years with us already.
Wow, okay.
And back in 2008, I'm sorry, he formed a record label together. He decided, you know what, let's try our own thing. Let's do our own label. And I thought, well, that'd be great, you know. So we have our own studio in his house in Alice. and the guys are around the area. You know, my bass player, my guys are here. Matter of fact, so I'll let them say hello in a minute. Say hi to all the fans.
Yeah, definitely.
And he formed a record label. We decided to go our own. Everybody's doing it right now. With times the way they are, the economy the way it is, it's hard to make sales. You know, right now to get top sales, but we're hoping that our fans will realize it. You know. It takes a lot for a band to get in the studio to record. It takes a lot of expenses to record. You know, you're talking photos. You're talking, it's still, you know, photos, CD covers, and then promotional-wise. You know, you got to go out there and promote the band, promote the CD, go to Walmart, do autograph sessions. We just want our fans to realize that if you're saying that Tejano, where is it? Where is it going? It's right here in your backyard. You have it right here. You're in here. If you're from Texas, it's all around you.
That's right.
All you got to do is try to make time. I know we all are limited to what we do, how much we spend, because, you know, we all have families, you know. I know I feel like, well, sometimes I couldn't go because I have kids and I got to find a babysitter. You know, I hear a lot of fans like that. But, you know, I'm hearing fans say, you know, my kids are getting bigger. You know, they're getting older now and now they're coming back to the shows. They're coming out to the, you know, to the Chamaco shows now. I just want to say it's very important to come out and support the bands, you know, especially right now that we're on our own. All the bands that are doing their own thing, it's nice to, for you to support the music, buy their CDs, and, you know, whatever. However you support, it keeps the band wanting to go back to the studio and record more. So I want to thank Jocelyn Records, Roel, from all the guys also for making us, having us do our own label.
That's right, that's right. So let's go ahead and take on some more hits by Jaime y Los Chamacos. We'll be right back. Rancho Later Radio.
Me enamoré de una bellísima sirena. Fuera de más y más y la feliz estamos. Y nos casamos en las playas de Caleta. Pasaron más de 9 meses y ninguna novedad. Pero cerquita de los 13 se enfermó de gravedad. Tuvimos un sirenito justo al año de casados. Con la cara de angelito pero cola de pescado. Tuvimos un sirenito justo al año de casados. Con la cara de angelito pero cola de pescado. Una mañana los soldados tiburones me condujeron a la costa de Neptuno. Se me acusaba que con llenes de dolores a la sirena me comí el desayuno. Como ninguno me creyeran, me mandaron fusilar. Cuando aparece mi sirena y cuenta toda la verdad. Tuvimos un sirenito justo al año de casados. Con la cara de angelito pero cola de pescado. Tuvimos un sirenito justo al año de casados. Con la cara de angelito pero cola de pescado.
Me enamoré de tus ojos.
All right, we're back, Rancholera Radio, and Jaime, let's get a little history on the band. You touched up on it, you know, but let's go ahead and, you know, is it the same lineup, or is it changed a little bit? Or I know you played with your brother, Antes, so...
My cousin. My cousin David and my nephews and stuff, we were all... They've done their own thing. They're doing their own thing on their own, and, you know, everybody's... And I've continued Los Chamacos. My dad, he's told me, you know, you take over the band, you keep it, you do your thing, and my dad's... He's passed on now, and I want to thank him for at least giving me the effort of continuing the tradition of, you know, conjunto music. Not only conjunto, we do everything on stage nowadays. You know,
we
do a little bit of English, we do a little bit of, barely a little bit of country, we're trying a little bit of everything, but a lot of, you know, a lot of polkas, a lot of conjunto, corridos, we do apangos,
keeping it traditional,
we do cumbias, we do rancheras.
You touched up on a good point, man. Bring the kids out, keep the cultura alive, man, because sometimes it seems like we're losing ourselves, pero sabes que, bring them out, show them, you know, what we got, and I guarantee you they'll be hooked, man.
Well, you know, that's the best part. You know, when we do a lot of concerts, when we get the opportunity, like in summers, to do the concerts to play to our fans, we like when the kids get to come out. They can, you know, we want them to also enjoy a little bit, to realize, because back when I was growing up, I used to always hear, what, conjunto, that's for my grandpa, you know, my dad and them used to listen to, but, you know, now that there's been a lot of young conjuntos that have come out,
from the
days, you know, and that's what's nice to hear, you know, I've talked to so many of the bands, like even I was talking to Jesse and all these guys, they're telling me a little bit of their history. So, Jaime, you don't know how you've inspired us to, you know, to form our own band, to start a conjunto band. You've got a lot of kids interested in doing this and also new. And that's what's good about, to know that the conjunto is not about age, it's not about separation, it's about generation. It's about, you know, letting kids know that it's music for all generations. As long as you love it and you love to dance, that's what we like to do.
That's right. And, you know, it's funny how it touches all parts of the world because we get hits from everywhere, man. I mean, even Afghanistan and Iraq, the soldiers and stuff, we get messages.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this show was picked up by the Pacific Northwest Tejano Association, and they have an AM station that they devoted a good part to Rancholera Radio. And also Tejanismo Extreme in San Luis Potosí. So, you know, it's everywhere, you know, not just Texas. And, you know, we're hearing bands going all over the United States. And what about you guys? You guys going out of Texas?
Yeah, we travel all over the United States. You know, we do tours up in California. Hello to our people from California, all over, you know, like Bakersfield, Modesto, Visalia. We've been to Lodi. We've been to West Covina. And then we've also gone up to Washington, Seattle, Washington, the tri-states also. And then we've gone to our next tour right now. We're going to be going to, in a couple of weeks, we're going to Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
To the Casino del Sol. We've done Florida. Our fans from Florida, también, Immokalee, Tampa, West Palm Beach,
that's
Fort
awesome,
Pierce.
That's
and then we go
good.
Up to, from there we go up to, sometimes we go to Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, Perrysburg, Ohio. Then we go to Chicago, Illinois, and, you know, we do all the states as far as we can. As long as our fans are out there supporting Los Chamacos, lets us come back to their town, you know. Let me send out a big shout out to all our troops, man, for what you're doing for this country. You know, from the bottom of our heart, we appreciate the courage you guys have, you know, and the ladies. I mean, you guys are our brothers and sisters. All I can say is you guys are very powerful and very strong and mean a lot to all of us because, you know, our economy and what's going on right now, it's really tough to know what's tomorrow going to be like.
Right.
But we can say is we're glad that we can sleep knowing that they're out there doing their job to make sure we're safe.
That's right, yeah.
Thanks to our troops.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you very much. And let's go ahead and take another break. And then when we come back, we're going to go ahead and meet the band.
You got it.
All right.
que me han contado que tanto te han volado, tantos amigos que te echaron a perder. Yo solo quiero decirte como amigo que no es tan fácil engañar un corazón. Solo te digo que vas por mal camino, por el camino que se va a la perdición. Amor de todos, te dicen al pasar, ya te conocen, que sabes engañar. Con todos andas porque quieres vacilar, ya nadie quieres porque no sabes amar.
I can say we're here with los chamacos too. There you go. Sure enough, let me say hello. Let the guy say hello. I mean, to say hi to all the fans.
Definitely,
right,
come
here
on and introduce
worldwide,
yourself.
Worldwide.
Yeah, introduce yourself and tell us what you play. And
yo soy Eduardo Ordóñez, toco el bajo eléctrico.
Oh, mucho gusto.
Bass player and vocals for
los chamacos. And how's it been so far, man?
Long road, pero good todavía.
Está bueno, ¿verdad?
Todavía está bien.
Órale, and who else we got here? Dale shine.
Got Gilbert Fierros, the youngest member in the band.
Is
I throw the gritos, play percussions. I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
How old are you, man?
Let's just say I wasn't around when they were jamming. Nah, I'm 24 years old.
So. Well, anyway, I was gonna say because they don't, you know, you can't be in a place where they're drinking all young.
There
and
you
stuff.
Go. So they said you got to keep the chamacos image going. So oh, they got a younger guy.
So you're the poster child. That's it. Who else we got here, man?
My name is Ruben Mendoza. I've been with the band 11 years.
Fíjate.
I play the drums, and I'm from Beeville, Texas.
Orale.
And cool. I'd like to say hi to everybody that's listening on internet radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And thank you to the fans, because without the fans, we don't have no jobs.
So. Seguro que sí. That's
thank
right,
you to you.
That's
and
right.
I like your shirt, man. Sí, señor.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm wearing a Ruben Naranjo's shirt today. All right. Who else we got? Thank you. Who else we got?
How you doing? My name is Roel Jocelyn. I play the bajo sexto. I've been in the band for 20 years.
I'm a big fan of your dad, man.
Oh, Rene yeah? Jocelyn.
Yes, I'm a big
Jocelyn.
Fan. I've got a lot of his old recordings, and maybe one day we'll do an interview with him.
Well, he's still there. You better get it quick. He's getting old.
All right, man. I'll touch base with you before I leave.
He goes way back with the Ruben Naranjo days.
Oh, yes. They were primos, from what I understand.
Yeah. Okay. They also had a band together at one time.
Órale.
They started. So.
All right, man. Thank you. Who else we got?
Esto.
There's the chamacos. Oh.
All right, so there you got it. You met the band, and we'll have pictures up online so you can check out the interview. And Jaime, okay, so going back in the past a little bit, I mean, a lot of your older stuff, one of my favorite CDs, man, was probably one of your first ones.
Classics.
It was a classic one. It was...
Playing with Fire?
No. Yolanda. It was Puño de Tierra.
Puño de Tierra. Yeah, and the first time, you know, on the live CD... Did I say 1979? A lot of fans always ask me, why do you say 1979 on a live CD? Because that's the year I first recorded it on a 45.
Wow. Is that right?
So when they hear 1979, they know it's an oldie. That was the first one.
Well, that's a good thing about starting out young, Vato, because, you know, still a young man.
Thank you. They say, how do you do it? I stopped growing. Well, you know, I just want to say, thank you. You know, it's a live DVD. That's one of our, CD. That's one of our most requests also, Puño de Tierra, Yolanda, Mi Música Favorita, Ex Novia, Un Complejo. You got so many, Como Te Amas Paloma. We have Como Puedo Enamorarme de Ti, we have Que Le Vas a Dar, our first Popurri in 1989.
That's
We did it, 15 minutes, you know, DJs were thanking us. Thank you, man, we got a break back in the days, you know. That's our taco break, they would say in the morning, you know.
What I always tell bands is that we like the Popurris as DJs, porque, ¿sabes qué? Sometimes we got to go to the bathroom, you know.
pretty much.
Leave it on, y vámonos. So.
Well, you know, we thought about doing something like that because that's what we do on our shows, you know. A lot of times we do a lot of songs after song and performance, so we wanted the people to picture something when they heard the song in the CD and you're playing it in your car, you could picture it, you know, on live.
You've
seen it live on stage. So, and that was one of our biggest hits that gave us a lot of recognition, the Popurrí we did in 1989. So we want to thank our fans for aguantando tantos chamaco music, you know, a través de tantos años, you know, nuestra gente de la República Mexicana, I want to say el saludo para ellos, you know, we used to go to Monterrey a lot, you know, we did a lot of tours over
there. It's gotten tough right now.
Yeah,
man,
it's been rough.
Un día, claro que sí,
nos vemos por aquí, you know, en esta área también, cuando se pueda. We see them in Houston también, gente de Monterrey, Nuevo León, San Luis Potosí, we got Reynosa, you know, Matamoros, Tamaulipas.
Fíjate.
We have a lot of fans that come to our show in El Valle. When we go to the Valley, you know, always hear, hey, don't se olviden nosotros, don't forget about us, you know,
right.
You know, because when we go to Monterrey, we had crowds of 10,000, 15,000.
Oh, yeah. I see the footage.
You know, la gente le encanta escuchar los chamacos. Lo más que quiero agradecer la oportunidad de tell them thank you so much del corazón de nosotros.
No problem. And we also archive the show, so it'll be heard over and over again. Y otra cosa that I was going to touch base. We do the playlist for Conjunto Es Life website. And so we have your tracks on there, you know, always promoting Los Chamacos, promoting everybody. So let's go ahead and take a break real quick, and we'll be right back. Rancho Later Radio.
Yo soy un alma sin dueño, a mí no me falta nada, pa' mí la vida es un sueño.
Yolanda. Sabes que te quiero, Yolanda. Y por ti me muero, Yolanda. Sabes que te quiero, Yolanda. Y me desespero. Y solo espero que me digas que sí, para no vivir desesperado. Y solo espero que me digas que sí, para no vivir desesperado. Porque en un tiempo me hiciste tan feliz, las pocas horas que pasé a tu lado. Porque en un tiempo me hiciste tan feliz, las pocas horas que pasé a tu lado. Yolanda, sabes que te quiero, Yolanda. Y por ti me muero, Yolanda. Sabes que te quiero, Yolanda.
Rancho Leto Radio, and we are here with Jaime de Anda, Los Chamacos. Let's hear it. Yeah, they're all here. And let me ask you, Vato, I mean, because you came out in a time when it's still, a lot of people were doing, how do I say it? They were doing newer stuff, progressing with a different sound. You kept a lot of the tradition, man. I could hear a lot of Angel Flores. I could hear a lot of Rubén Naranjo in your sound. You know, influences. Let's talk about the influence, más o menos, you know.
Definitely. You know, we were the youngest conjunto band at the time, you know, 1980-81. So I was listening, you know. I was listening to Rubén Vela, Rubén Naranjo, Angel Flores, you know, Tony La Rosa, Gilberto Pérez, his compadres, Mingo Saldívar, you know, from San Antonio. I do Pajaro Negro from him. It's his song. That's one of the greatest breaks. I mean, recognitions also we've got from Pajaro Negro, you know. And I'm thinking, I grew up with it, and I listened to all these guys, and then I started listening to a little bit of Tex-Mex, you know, and then Little Joe started coming out, Agustin, or they were around. I started trying to figure out the difference, you know, conjunto, okay. We're classified as conjunto, and then there's Tex-Mex at the time, you know, Chicano, and then there started being progressive music, and Tejano Wars started coming out, titling the groups now, and then conjunto progressive, they started naming, because we were doing a lot of things. At the time, we were doing intros, you know, like rock intros for songs.
Right.
And only reason we did that, because we wanted to spice up conjunto.
Right.
We didn't want it to feel just, every time somebody talks, kids talk about, oh, conjunto, you know,
my abuelito.
They talk about it like it's just a classic music.
Right.
So we figured, you know, what can you do? What can we do? What can we bring the kids back to look at it, to listen to it? You know, so we started experimenting, you know, started doing rock, listening to rock intros and combining it with the music, and you know, it drew a lot of kids to like conjunto, to say like, what the heck? And I love to dance, so since I was very young, I was always a dancer.
Right. Okay.
So I said, it's also, let's combine, let's put that on stage, let's give it energy, you know, let's dance, let's make it motivated. You know, we see a lot of rock bands moving around and doing all kinds of things. So I thought, you know, we can do the same thing. Conjunto cannot be just classified as conjunto.
Right.
Conjunto's got to be something extraordinary. The next generation's got to make it look like it's not like it used to be.
Right.
This is something special.
Right.
You know, and the parents, when they come to our shows, I hear it a lot of times, and we want to thank you guys for what you did to our music, because our music now, our kids can come to the concert and we join us, and we know where they're at, and they can also enjoy the same music we're listening to.
Definitely, because it's like a learning experience for the youngsters, because I'd be listening to your music, and my nephews are like, hey, that's Jaime Los Chamacos. I was like, yes, but like your 2G special. That's what I'm talking about. And I would be like, check out the 2G. So it made them look beyond Jaime to learn what y'all learned. You know what I mean? So it passed it on down the line. Y'all were the bridge to to introducing a lot of this music.
You know, a lot of these bands that are here today, you know, Conjunto, I talk to them and they tell me, man, Jaime, you don't know how young I was going to your shows and, you know, inspiring. And, you know, we've created, you know, because we were following a lot of artists, older artists at the time. Like I said, not knowing what we were doing, not realizing that we were making Conjunto something special, you know.
I didn't think
we could really touch the kids' hearts out there and make them come to our shows and you know, create an image for the young kids to like the accordion. Because until they saw the accordion, I said, oh, that kind of music, you know. Yeah. They're already classifying us. But I never thought that we could do so much. And with the fan support, and, you know, I want to thank the families, you know, coming out, their mom and dads coming out and saying, kids, you got to come here, Chamacos. Kids, you got to come listen. Yeah, you got to see. It's not like it used to be. Yeah. Now when the kids, you know, when the kids hear a Chamaco fan, say a Chamaco fan hears, oh, and then Chamacos came out with this new song here, Travesas Tengania, for instance.
Right.
You hear the mom and dad say, ah, that's an oldie. You don't know, but I know where it's coming from. But, you know, but we're bringing the old songs for the parents to listen. But it's new to the kids, so they can get into the new generation.
That's right. So, Jaime, I understand you're about to hit the stage, so we're gonna catch Jaime as he gets off the stage también. So let's go ahead and take a break. We'll play some more of his jams, and we'll be back with Jaime de Anda. We'll be right back.
Derechito a verte y me equivoco de casa. Siempre, siempre que me emborracho, yo nada más pienso en ella y no me tranquilizo hasta acabar la botella.
Que perder.
we're back, Rancho Leyenda Radio, and we're here with Jaime de Anda. Hey. He just got through with a set. With a set here at Guatemoc Hall, San Marcos, Texas.
Yeah.
These guys are ready to hit the showers, but we got Jaime here once again. Brother, one of the songs that I really liked, and this is when I decided, you know what, I like this band. Mis canciones favoritas. You played homage to Rubén Vela, Rubén Naranjo, Ramón Ayala. That was really awesome of you, man. Tony La Rosa, man, you mentioned a lot of greats, and I just want to say thank you, man.
When they gave me the song back in the days, when they gave me this song, I said, "Man, would you mind singing this song here? You know, it talks about, you know, the artist." And I'm thinking, "Oh my God, are you kidding me?" And of course, you know. I mean, I grew up listening to them. They were my idols. They're still my idols. You know, I listen to them. They're my legends. You know, I started from them. They gave me the energy and the concept of building conjunto to keep it the tradition going. You know.
Right.
So when I got the song, Mi Música Favorita, and we started playing around, listening to it and everything, I thought, man, this would be awesome. Because even Rubén Vela at the time when he was alive, he told me, Jaime, thanks for reviving me. You just brought me back. You gave me that great feeling of knowing that there's still generations out there of people that still want to listen to my music.
That's
because sometimes you think, you know, I'm playing, are they still listening?
Right.
Or are they giving up? Or, you know, are they, you know, because remember, fans, your hearts and your support means so much to the musicians. Anytime they're performing on stage, you don't realize it, but you touch us very much, very closely when you're out there supporting us. When you're out there clapping and you're dancing to our music, support the music. Because if you don't want us to feel like there's no more, you know, conjunto, Tejano music, I can't believe that. Because to me, I feel like it's in my blood.
Right.
I do this for a living. I love doing it. I love performing to kids. I do a lot of quinceañeras. I play in a lot of graduations. I want to thank our fans. That's keeping me. We're booked all this year, 2011, also part of 2012. So it's a great honor to know that our fans are still out there. I know you're out there.
Just
make some time to come to our shows wherever we're at. If not, we hope to see you muy pronto and wherever you're at, because we enjoyed it tonight here in San Marcos, Texas.
And I tell you what, if you cannot go see the show for whatever reason, pick up the CD. You know, go to Turntable Records here in Austin. Go see Tomas at Turntables. And go see Carlos at El Zarape Record Shop in Corpus. Go to Janie's in San Antonio. Go pick them up. Even their older stuff. It's all fresh. It's fresh sounding.
And you can log on to www.jocelynrecords.com also for more details and records and what's coming out of Los Chamacos. Also, jaimelochamacos.com. for updates and what's going on with the Chamacos. Yeah, you know, your support means so much to us, and we hope you'll continue supporting, because we hope to see you guys soon. Thank you, Frank.
Definitely. And también I wanted to say, these guys are available for weddings, quinceañeras, graduations, anything. Keep them busy, man. Keep them on the road. And so, all right. Thank you, Jaime. And let's see. We'll be checking you out. We'll catch you on the flip side and interview you again someday. Maybe you'll come by and talk to us again, hopefully.
I want to thank Rancho Alegre Radio, of course, man. You guys, I want to thank you, Frank, for an awesome interview on behalf of all of us guys here from Jocelyn Records. I just want to say we love you guys, and we are Jaime y
Los Chamacos.
All right.
Grito. We'll see you soon.
All right. We'll be catching up with Jaime soon, and keep your ears on. Thank you for listening.
Totonilco, que Tony Alegre tocaba.
veces te engañé, tres veces te engañé, tres veces te engañé. Y después de esas tres veces, y después de esas tres veces, no quiero volverte a
seguiré por siempre, siempre amándote.